Now, the fight started a few years ago when EPA decided to require permits for pesticide spraying on, over, or in the nation's navigable waters. The bipartisan bill eliminates what its opponents argue are redundant federal permitting requirements for pesticide applications. Here's American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore.
The label on any pesticide you buy, particularly the restricted-use pesticide, is the law. It tells users, you know, what to follow, how to apply the pesticide, all the different rules they have to, you know, and requirements they should follow to put that in place. So our position is that, you know, the law is already there. The agency already has the authority.
Now, the House and House Ag have taken a similar stance already on this, which Moore says is truly a bipartisan issue.
And I think what has raised the profile, this is yet another one of those regulatory creep kinds of issues that, not unlike the big fight we've got going on over EPA's efforts to expand their jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act and the big waters of the U.S. rule, this is a symptom of that process.
It will likely take a 60-vote supermajority to pass in the Senate, and Moore hopes there are enough farm state Democrats to make that happen.